Welcome to Season 3 of the Peace Signs Podcast, stories of peace, justice, and faith from Penn State University. Brought to you, as always, by Third Way Collective. We're in D.C. this week for spring break with our friends from Lutheran Campus Ministry, Wesley Penn State, and Westminster Presbyterian Fellowship. These are the stories of the students and leaders who are experiencing this trip.
Hi, I'm Jen. I'm the campus minister for the Wesley Foundation. Today, my highlight was working this morning at Thrive DC. And we prepared food and worked with the head chef there and served breakfast. And even though it was an early morning, it was a really great experience to be able to see what they do on a day-to-day basis and to be a part of it and to see the chef do his job and to be able to see all this food reclamation in different places that provided for the place to have this meal. And to see the chef work with volunteers really well and to meet other college students that would live in the area in D.C. and to work with them side by side.
So my name is Casey Cook. So today we did a poverty simulation, and as an education major, I look at the world around me and I think about how I can change it into lessons for my students. And so seeing that and experiencing that was really helpful because I got a lot out of it and I realized that my future students will definitely get a lot out of it. One thing that I really liked is, I don't know, it's kind of hard to explain because it was so complicated, but so in the simulation, I was a social worker, and there was one moment where a woman was coming in, and she didn't have the resources that she needed to reach the clinic, and another person reached out and helped her so that she could come and be part of the experience too, and it just, regardless of the other woman's intent, really touched me and made me happy.
Hi, my name is David, and today we did two major things. We worked with Thrive, where I got to greet people who are without homes here in D.C. and offer cleaning and hygiene supplies, as well as let people take a shower and offer them towels and such. Also, they were given meals and access to other services as well. And one of the things that really touched me was kind of all the individual conversations I had. A lot of them were short, but some of them I got to get to know bits of people's stories. And later today, those stories kind of stuck with me because we did a poverty simulation. And at first I was a little bit skeptical about this. But then when we actually arrived, it was much more thorough and actually quite intense. And so we were each split into different families where we had different roles. So some of us were parents, some were children, some might be a disabled family member. And the game was played over the course of an hour, except it wasn't really a game. It was really a experience to get a taste of what it would be like to live below the poverty line. Pretty quickly, I was realizing how little time there is in a week, when especially if you have one partner working full-time or two partners working full-time. And my partner in the game, she had ended up taking on a lot of the burden of going around getting groceries. We had a daughter in the simulation. She had to be picked up from school. We had to make sure we were able to pay for transportation between all these places. And very quickly, it became quite complicated with unexpected events interrupting our flow. Some of the things that were most depressing about it was how much we were just stressed of making the next payment, that we couldn't do any kind of long-term planning, any kind of thinking ahead. And we really didn't realize all the resources that were there. So, for example, within the room, there was also a table set up for interfaith services. And there was a relief counselor as well. And we were so busy kind of trying to go between our different payments that I never actually spent much time at those places where there are actually resources that could have really helped. So, for example, you could get help with emergency money for groceries, or and these different services represent real services that exist in the United States. There are programs that a lot of people don't know a lot about, and agencies don't necessarily communicate with each other. And so I kind of, you know, I was thinking about this in the abstract, but then also because I'd met people who are homeless this morning, this became a little bit less abstract because I'd heard people's stories and I was getting certain glimpses of how they might have gotten to where they are and kind of the different things that they need to go through. So I have a lot of questions and not a lot of answers, but I'm hoping to continue to wrestle with these questions this week as I, you know, I'm coming to terms with how difficult it can be to escape the cycle of poverty.
My name's Peter, and this is my fourth day on the trip. And this morning we woke up really early, about 5:30, I guess. And then we went to a local kitchen that serves homeless people and housing insecure people. So we prepare the meals, and there's a super helpful chef. He's very amazing. He organized everything, and we got to make lots of food. And it was just overall a very positive experience to, you know, help out people and to do the work that, you know, I really, really got to do some hands-on work and make food, and that was great. And in the afternoon, we did something that's a little bit more more intense. We did the poverty simulation, and that just made me realize that how hard it is for people that are maybe underprivileged to get through life and to try to make a living for themselves. So it's something that I really have to think about.
Peace Signs is a project of Third Way Collective, committed to Christ-centered peace, justice, and faith at Penn State University. To find out more and to lend your voice, like us on Facebook, follow on Twitter, or visit us at thirdwaycollective.org.